RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Hey, got a little news for you. It is, first of all, it's crossover time, so we welcome in Mark Willard and Dan Dibley. But
yeah.
Starting today.
That's my quarter.
This is today. Monday through Thursday. Starting today, the crossover is brought to you by Bay Alarm. Rest easy. We've got you covered. BayAlarm.com. They're going to be our sponsor Monday through Thursday. Atco holding on barely on Fridays. The crossover, Bay Alarm, right in your face. Gotta love it. What's up, guys?
What's going on, Steiny? It's
about time somebody got themselves locked into the biggest, baddest segment of
the day. There you go. Tell them, Will.
Hello?
Somebody ask Nahegan how much we're getting for that from Bay Alarm.
Yeah.
What's one of those accounts cost? Risotto, get on it.
Gucci!
Thank you.
That's right.
What about the game, damn it?
That was a great game.
That was incredible!
Incredible. Oh,
I'm still tired. Woo, that's a journey.
Don't stop believing.
Oh, my God.
That's a four.
What was that?
That was
Purdy's on fire.
And the defense was really, really poor until they had to be actually halfway decent.
Held into a field goal in the third, and that won you the game.
Exactly. And then on that last drive, the hook and lateral. And
what are you
Diamino
doing?
Diamino Lenore, like, saw it. He squared it up. He held his ground. He made the tackle, and that was it.
How bad was being with the clock? I thought he didn't want to give the Niners the ball back. That's how scared. That was on his mind when he – what are you doing?
No question.
All right, no question.
I thought Ben started that process when it was 35-28, and it's 4th and 5 at the 30.
No,
and there's still 10 minutes to go in the game.
Man, Will.
And he's like, we're going for it.
Man.
And I actually, Ephraim and I, by the way, hate Sunday night football. I'm so glad.
I forgot you were doing it.
I know you guys are all bummed the Niners aren't Sunday night. Selfishly, I'm so glad they're not Sunday night.
That's big.
So I don't have to host a stupid show during the middle of the game. But anyway, I said to Ephraim, I joked, I go, first team to kick a field goal loses.
And
that's exactly what happened. And that's the way Ben that's the way he coached it. He's like, if I settle for a field goal now, we're dead. We're going to be down by 10. And he would have been right. So, anyway.
And Kyle on the 4th and 3 doesn't punt or kick that. It would have been, I think, a 60-yarder. They go for it, they get it, and they score a touchdown on that drive. Like, it's these games are coming down to 6 stops or non-stops. You know what I mean?
Hello.
Like, you get a stop or you force a field goal, that may end up winning the game down the line.
I also think, like, I know it's uncomfortable to watch the 49ers try to play defense right now. It's not that abnormal across football. Big 12's been doing this for 20 years.
Gotcha.
A lot of college football does, and if you even look around the NFL, like, let me ask you guys, how many defenses in the NFL are you like, oof?
There's two. They play one this weekend, and I got to give the Eagles, not their offense, the Eagles' defense I put up there on a good day could cause the Niners problems.
Are you talking NFC only?
Yeah. I went the whole league, NFC.
Houston.
Okay, I forgot that.
Houston's the dog.
Buffalo has no D. They were good yesterday, but yeah, okay, so 3 to me.
Denver at times, but then when Jacksonville came in there and torched them a couple weeks ago. And then even, like, people go, oh, the Rams and Seahawks have good defense.
No, I'm down on the Rams,
I'm old enough to remember a week and a half ago when they played a 38-37 football game.
Now, was that – well, the Niners had prolific offense. I was going to say, is that because Seattle both the Rams and Seahawks, to me, got offense, you know?
Of course. Of course.
But still, it doesn't mean you can't stop one another. And they didn't.
And the forecast is calling for rain.
Steiny brought that up. Yep. Dibs up. That's not good for Purdy.
No, not good for the Niners, a team that loves a fast track, like the greatest show on Levi's and whatever it is. They're putting up 40 all the time. So if it's rainy and you have to rely on McCaffrey in the ground game, well, you can do that. And we'll do a little bit of a, not a deep dive, but a medium dive on, oh boy, the Niner run game is back. Well, is it? You had the 143-yard run from McCaffrey, and he had a 17-yard run that ended the first half. And beyond that, tell me how they did. Mm. It was mostly like zeros, ones, twos, and threes again. So, yeah, the O-line was good, and Brock Purdy was amazing. But when you get into a sloppy game like you're going to have, can you really run it consistently and win?
So you're saying the 6.1 yards a pop for McCaffrey, if you didn't watch the game, kind of was skewed because of the long
run?
It's a
little inflated. I mean, there were two of them, and it doesn't mean that those don't count because McCaffrey was amazing on that one where he scooted along the left side and, you know, stayed in bounds and shook a guy and juked a guy, and McCaffrey was awesome. But, but it's not that they were able to run it for 4 and 5 a pop every time.
So what were his final numbers, McCaffrey?
I'd have to look.
He averaged 6.1.
Right, he's like 25 and 140, something like
that's
that.
That's about right.
Yeah. Okay, so if you take those runs out, which I know you said he can't do, then that game resembles more of the way they've won games all year. And I'm telling you, I'm convinced that this yards per carry, it doesn't look good, but there's something about it that's not killing them.
I don't know. See, I thought, I mean, because first of all, anytime a running back averages 5-6 a carry, that means they busted one.
Because Chicago averaged five, but only ran it 22 times.
Yeah, you're going to get a 25 in there or whatever. I felt like, and this isn't sexy, but a lot to me, the entire key sometimes to a lot of offenses, Niners included, if that first down run just goes for four, just get, and there was a lot of that. Yeah. There was a lot of second and six, second and five is so different than second and nine and second and 10. So I thought it was actually pretty effective. Yes, there were a few, because look at Brian Robinson. He only had four carries, but he averaged 5.5. You know what I mean? And yes, he had a 15-yard carry. But I don't know. I thought the Niners, last couple weeks, they've been a lot more successful not setting up second and long.
Yeah.
Which, that's when Shanahan and Purdy are just like, they're
they are in a zone
deadly.
Right now.
Yeah. Absolutely deadly.
And I can't wait, and I love that the football gods are bestowing upon us the Seattle Seahawks, who I believe is a top three defense. For left Houston out of there, and then possibly Philly. But the play of the year in the NFL, tell me if I'm doing too much, guys, is the touchdown and the ski skirt, the crossover, if you want to call it, from Purdy to Juice in the end zone. And I told Steiny and the listeners, there's Michael Vick, Donovan McNabb, all these dudes, Lamar Jackson, that run, but they run differently. Purdy's runs are to buy him time. They do the naked boots and the rollout, and I get all that. But the way he possesses or uses his weapons and wheels to then throw, I want to say uncanny, but right now he's moving up my charts. This is just who this dude is, and shame on me for being late to the party. I knew he had wheels, but the way he's using them.
Well, it's footwork, and then it's body control. So he goes left, and then it's the touchdown to Juice, where he goes left, and he stabs out, and then the defender comes up, and he goes half a shoulder turn, and then he turns back the other way. And so both guys miss, and now it's scramble, 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 and then the defense has to come up, and then it's right to Juice. And so it's pocket awareness, it's mobility, it's foot control, and then it's the ultimate awareness of, like, where am I? Am I past the line? No. Where's Juice? Oh, he's all alone. Let me just flip it out there. Touchdown. Teach me how to Dougie.
And I'm like, I tell Stoddy this all the time. It's going to get him in trouble. Cleveland, a great defense. Remember that game? And if you think you got him, he just throws it away to live another down, no yards lost.
Well, they had the one against Chicago where he rolls right, and he's setting up, and he's looking. And then next thing you know, kaplow!
Oh, dude,
from the backside.
Had he not ducked, Chris said it on the thing. Something could have been loose in that back.
Yeah.
Bird on Montana.
Yeah, I just think, you know, even looking at, I mean, his first throw of the game, first play of the game. It's already 7-0 Chicago, and you can feel everybody go, okay, here we go. But this is, I don't know, when you look around the league, I'm cool with somebody who is going to this play that you now call the play of the year. Kyle Shanahan admitted, like, it made him super uncomfortable.
He did say it, right?
But that's what the really good players are made of. Like, they're gonna push it a little bit.
Steph, why you shoot? Oh, you made it.
Yeah, you're gonna turn the ball over.
He's on fire.
There.
He's on fire. Ten touchdowns, two games.
He's really good player.
I mean, the other thing is what we might be seeing is their offense is coming along, and they're also just playing a little riskier. Maybe a little taking a little more chances because they know down the line they're going to have to score. They're going to have to. So, you know, I always think of Kyle Shanahan as a pretty safe coach. But maybe that's changing a little bit because he knows they've got to put up an extra touchdown or so a game.
It's a weird dynamic for a team like the Niners. It's a big brand. Vegas loves the Niners. They're 12-4. They're home. They have everything on the line for the one seed, and bettors immediately bet them to being an underdog in their own building. And they opened as a favorite. So I think that speaks to what you're talking about right now, Stein, is no matter how fun and impressive this is, seemingly whatever they do, it's not going to bring belief with it.
Well, would the one seed?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I mean, it'll bring more.
But wouldn't you want to play the team coming to San Francisco just on their defense alone? Wouldn't you be like, that's who we want to play? Offense is
Yeah, but you, then you got to stop them.
Yeah.
You got to stop them.
But you feel like they got to stop you too. You know what I mean?
I know, but like, okay, so the Bears went up and down the field on them, right?
Until they need.
By the same token, as you sat in your seat last night in that game, you spotted the other team.
Gave
the 7-0 lead and the ball coming out at halftime. You spotted them that. You still won. So, like, I hear you. Yeah, it's probably going to be fun for the playoff quarterbacks to go against the Niners. It's not going to be fun for them to sit on the sideline and watch what their defense is going to have to do.
I asked Steiny this. What do you two do? It's a short week, quote-unquote, with Kittle and Trent. Because no matter what happens, you're going to be in the offs.
Right.
Hopefully it's two games. But I'm asking you too. If they say I can go, you go, or do you say, hey?
Kittle plays, and he said that he was close, and that was part of the sideline reporting, and I watched it back again today. And, you know, Kittle was like, I was close, but we're going to go ahead and be cautious. He plays. Trent, I don't know.
Probably not.
We wait
hamstring.
Until we get
first play.
Probably not on Trent.
Well, and he was trying to chase down the pick six.
Anthony Davis, like, just running after the ball Christmas Day.
Right, and it was a hammy, and it was an immediate, like, ooh, the tent, and, like, where's my hat, and take off my tape. That was that wasn't even like maybe, let me give it another shot. That was a hammy and gone, so I think that you're hoping for the one seed because he might be out 2 weeks or more.
Wow. And Pleasance played well enough.
He was very pleasant.
Right? Yeah. So you're like,
it's a two.
Again,
it's too easy.
It's too easy.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Any thought on Pearsall going down at the one? Or never crossed your mind?
Jennings, you mean?
I mean Jennings, sorry.
I go, he's crazy.
He scored with 2:15 left.
Oh.
No way.
No. Not when you're losing.
Okay.
Not when you're losing. If the game was tied, sure.
They were down 3.
Yeah.
That's the one with 2.
That's a hell of an assumption. Can you imagine if he goes down and then McCaffrey fumbles the next play? Can you imagine?
Or,
like... I just don't think you mess with that. That's kind of like if you're down one in the NBA and you got the ball with 20 seconds to go and someone gives you a layup.
I said fouling on the three when you're up.
Let's just hold it and shoot it. Like, boy, I would never do that.
The
ultimate disrespect to your defense would be to fall down because it's like we don't want the other team to have the ball. I get it. I mean, your question.
But, I mean, they ended, like, I feel like the clock ended up beating the Bears last night. I didn't like the way they went about that from the get-go. It just felt like they were too casual. And it's almost like he had thought, well, the only way we can win the game is if we score on the last play of the game.
Right, right.
But
you could have left 20 or 25.
I mean, you got it. But you got to take one with 34.
Okay, let me ask you. If the Bears go up by 3 with 34 seconds, what do you think happens?
I think the Niners can get in field goal range.
Yeah, we're going overtime.
Because the Niners were going to get back.
Well, no, they were dead. At that point.
They had two.
No,
they
but the Niners,
well, they used
Niners
one defense,
were
up.
They used one, but they had two
which
timeouts.
Which one are we talking about? They used one earlier. They had one left. I'll get my notes.
Wait, what are we talking?
Either way, even if it's one timeout in 34 seconds, you think the Niners, with the kickoff rules, are going to get the ball in the field goal range?
But they would have been down
three. They would have been down by three.
Yeah. I
give them time to go get the field goal. What he's saying.
I'm not saying like I don't want a touchdown with 30
seconds
left.
Ben was scared of his defense against what that Niners. Well,
I wasn't. Here's the play that I thought got him beat with the time. I think they completed a pass to like the 49ers 40, 35-ish.
Yep.
And instead of calling their first timeout, they went up and spiked it, and then the next thing you know, there's like, what, 34 seconds to go, and they're still sitting with three timeouts?
That was bad.
They actually threw a pass, on, and I know what you're talking about. They complete the burden on 3rd and 10.
Yes.
And he gets to the 32-yard line, and that's the one where he caught it, and he jabbed, and he ran by, and he got the first, and he went down, and Collinsworth was like, I need a timeout.
Yeah, Collinsworth said it.
He was
What was the time difference there?
Well, then they threw the burden for 6 yards, and then they called timeout with 40 seconds left.
So they didn't spike it?
No. No, they threw it, and he got six, and then they called timeout, and it was 2nd and 4 at the 26, and they used their first timeout.
How much time?
40 seconds. And then they threw to Duvernay, which, why would you throw to Duvernay? He's your kick returner, but whatever. Incomplete. And now it's 3rd down, and they threw to Burden. And
incomplete.
You had the drop.
Yeah.
It was the drop.
That was a big one.
It was high, but he went up and he dropped it.
Yeah, and that's why they had to call timeout before the 4th down, right?
No, the ball's incomplete.
No, that was 3rd down.
Timeout.
Oh, okay, got it.
They called timeout before the 4th down play because they were a little discombobulated.
Yeah, they wanted to get their play.
And then they found Loveland for 13, and they used their final timeout there with 26 left. So,
did anybody not convert a 4th down last night?
It felt that 4th and 5. I'm like, this is the game. Yeah. They got it.
I think the Bears went for 3. The Niners went for at least 1.
Felt like they got everyone they needed.
I think everybody got them all.
So Loveland catches the ball
to the 13.
Okay. That's the time where maybe you run up and spike it with 18 seconds and you still have 1 left.
Perhaps. I mean, it was 26.
They called timeout after that one, didn't
they? They did. Yeah.
They called timeout after that one.
That was their last one?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're talking about 3 plays earlier.
Yeah.
If they had saved those 15 seconds.
Totally.
Because here's the – what down was it the last play?
The last play was 2nd down.
How about that? They could have had 2 more shots at it.
That's terrible.
I'm with you.
That's terrible.
Could have had 2 more tries at it.
You allowed the clock to be another defender.
An enemy, yes.
Wow. Well,
and the play call on the little
– you didn't have enough
lateral
time.
Hook and lateral?
Yeah.
That was genius, but if you had a timeout –
Only if it works.
But
if you had a timeout, then you would have used it there and you would have had like 14 seconds to your point.
Yep.
You wouldn't have had to run up and spike it.
Wow, man.
So had you used the timeout or saved one earlier, you would have had one there where if you're going to run a play like that where you have the hook and the lateral, you pretty much know he's not going to.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He'll get out of bounds. He'll either score or be tackled. And if he's tackled, now you run and spike, and you got 1 play left.
I think Ben Johnson's thinking,
I don't want them with the ball.
I'm gonna shoot my shot. Wow. This is all I got. I think we can score
one
on this
in the
fight.
Hand is better than two. He blew that.
Lenore was in the right spot. Wow, and had some help, and they made the play.
And the delayed blitzes by Sala.
Niners did have two timeouts. Timeouts. I apologize. Yeah,
no apology. So like, it gets the time management thing to me always gets dicey because it's real easy after the fact.
Because you're assuming you're going to do your part and you didn't.
Right. So they could have played it a little bit different, but I told by the time they got to midfield, you could tell that Johnson's like, I'm not giving the ball
back.
That's
just wild.
You are not getting the ball back.
And you lost.
Yeah, they lost. Caleb puts one more yard of air under that throw. It's caught. If he throws it to Swift on the outright, right as he snaps the ball, he probably scores. DJ Moore's by himself in the other corner of the end zone. About five plays earlier, your boy DuVernay.
Yep.
Caleb threw it into the ground to
Stoudy him. Stoudy goes, that's kind of, and Chris was on it. He was upset. Like, you got to make that. Stoudy's like, that's kind of hard. Go,
it's
back.
Tough. But
he had a touchdown on one. You
touchdown.
Can't.
Yeah. And
you
got to
get it there, baby.
Caleb has gotten better, and their offense is better. But if you look at his completion percentage below 60, that is like 1970s. Steiny, you and I remember. Guys like Dan Pastorini, where you'd go 11 for 26, and it's like, he had a good game. But Caleb throws a great deep ball, but plays like that, he had three or four that were just straight up pitch and catch. Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to steal from the president of Brockistan over here because he can't wait to brock it up all
day. It's a good day. Just want to say hi to all my game managers.
I think it's pretty easy.
I want to say hi to all the hot hand people. Yeah.
When
it comes to a throw that is like not only easy, but kind of like manageable, he makes it. Yeah. And that's where Caleb had two or three Collinsworth was like, just throw it out there.
He couldn't let it go.
Yeah, Caleb's gotten a lot better. He still doesn't see the field as well as the players he's trying to be like. Yeah. But he took a big jump.
I'm thanking the football god. Steiny brought up when they went up to Seattle for the division and they stopped him at the 1 yard line.
Trey Greenwald.
And I believe it was 2021 against the Rams. What was at stake that last game? And then here we go with this is everything. The fact that you can only play two games and not leave the crib. And if you lose, you're still in the offs. Right. Division foe twice is what I hate. Just you got to sweep them.
So let me ask you guys this: if the Niners are underdogs in their own building this Saturday night, what happens if they win another game that looks like this? You know, 31-30, they win, then they get a week off, and in 2 weeks, I mean, what is it? Is it the Rams? Who will probably come to town?
Whoever it is, the Rams. You got to be favored.
The Rams are going to get to go to Carolina.
Yeah.
And wipe that stupid division out of the playoffs.
So Seattle will be the six with a loss?
Probably.
If the Rams handle their business.
Depending on what the Rams are all doing.
Yeah, sure. If the Rams win. And
then the Pack would be the seven?
The Pack is already locked in as the seven.
They can go nowhere. Okay.
Right. So if the Pack loses to the two seed, which will be the the Bears. Maybe the Bears.
Or the Eagles?
It's the Bears. The Bears beat the Eagles.
He's going to be three.
So let's say the Packers go to Chicago and lose. Let's say the Niners are the one seed. Then you're going to get
4-5.
Or 6-3, depending on. So whatever it is, it's not going to be Philly, but it will probably be the Rams or the Seahawks. Are you then a dog in your own building again?
Little home dog.
As the one seed in your first game?
Wow. Depends on Trent and George and Ricky. And
if the Rams are coming, who would you favor?
If the Rams are covered, maybe it's probably a one-point spread either way, I would say. Much like this game where the Niners open as favorites and now they're dogs by a point and a half, home dogs.
Is that because of the injuries, you think? Or the people not knowing if those two studs are going to play?
Because they don't stop anyone.
Yep. But they did when they had to. That field goal was delayed blitzes by Sala. You can't tell me threw Williams off his thing. Like,
I mean, Phillip Rivers going up and down the field.
Norm was like, well, you could have been blitzing all game, but the fact that you held it and then used it when you needed it, it did to me confuse him.
Look, this is so great, but you can't escape. I know that this goes through my head. Does this go through other Niners fans' heads? You're watching Rivers do what he does and Caleb Williams do what he does. And just ask yourself, what would Stafford do?
And that's what Vegas is probably thinking too. And that's probably
that's
why I see
it. It's a little daunting.
Yeah.
It's a little daunting, isn't it?
And I don't take Hurts out of that group either yet of, like, he could hurt you.
Sure, well, sure
with
he could.
With that offense.
Sure he could.
I turned on Philly radio yesterday. I need a life. That you would act like they lost because they didn't score in the second half.
Yeah.
But that's how they are.
I do think with the 49ers, a lot of it does come down to who the other quarterback is, because I do think they've proven this year that they can give a little bit of trouble to guys who aren't as seasoned. And, you know, who are they going to get in the playoffs?
Because Matt Stafford was perfecto damn near. I know it was recency bias, but this last game here, 21-0. I know there was a fumble, but offensively he did whatever he wanted.
Who's in tomorrow? Both you guys?
We're here.
Okay. All right.
We're here.
Yeah. Okay. And then what about Wednesday?
Yeah.
We got the Warriors. We're
during the show, where am I going to be on Wednesday during the show, Steiny? Wednesday during the show.
What's your favorite part of the show? So you
Where am I going to be? Check your Evite. Where am I going to be?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Where won't he be?
I won't be at 95.7, the game.
There you go.
That was nice.
You're welcome. Dibs.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.